Welcome to Don't Quit, where you come to be encouraged to live a better life full of joy and purpose.
When I first watched a video on the 10-item wardrobe, I knew I had to try it. I immediately went through all of my clothes and I got rid of 90% of them. The first week of trying the 10-item wardrobe, I knew it was going to change my life and that I would stick with it for the rest of time. It freed me. It made getting dressed easier and faster each day. And most importantly, I found more confidence than I ever imagined. In this day and age, that is a big deal. We all can use a way to build our confidence naturally because we know that relying on social media or other people is really the worst possible way. Now, I am 9 months into doing the 10-item wardrobe, and I can say that it has truly changed my life for the better. I have had so many questions through Instagram and in real life of people asking how I do it because they want to try it too. So I thought, what better way than to make a video for you to see how it works, and hopefully you can reap the benefits from it as well. I am tackling spring and summer clothes today, and I'm building out my personal favorite core pieces. Just a little fun fact, I tend to like very practical clothing. I'm very girly. I definitely don't mind hard work and getting dirty, but I do like to have girly items. So as you see what I put together, hopefully you'll kind of get a sense of my style and realize that your style and how you like to feel in clothes is most important. You don't need to be copying what I do unless that's just your style as well. Let's break down the 10-item wardrobe first. For your 10 core pieces, you want to plan around the season. Since we are talking about the warm seasons, I am in New Jersey, and spring and summer here is fairly warm in the 60s to 90s throughout those two seasons. So today we're going to be using that as our example. I will be picking 3 to 5 bottoms that I love. These can be shorts, skirts, pants, casual dresses, and overalls. For spring and summer, I find myself wearing mostly overalls and shorts. That's just most functional. I have 2 little ones and I have a new garden this spring, so I just know that overalls are so convenient. I live in them all the time whenever I have the chance. The pockets are great, they're comfy, they're resilient, and I love them. Same with shorts. I also like 1 to 2 super casual dresses for everyday wear. And once I have those picked out, I move on to the tops, which you will be picking around 5. The goal is to stay as close to 10 core pieces as you can to keep things simple. Now, don't be too hard on yourself, but also don't be too lax with this. For fall, I picked out 13 items. I thought that that was pretty reasonable, and I was able to really stick to that the entire fall and winter season. Trust me, this works. Even though it seems restrictive, it actually frees you. My advice for these core pieces is to pick items that go with each other. This way you can create more outfits by mixing them up. I've had a lot of people ask me if I get bored, and that is not the case if you do this correctly. After you have your 10 core pieces and you've tried all the ways you can mix and match them, which is really, really easy in the winter, I found dresses, you can put a chunky sweater over them and all of a sudden it looks like you have a skirt and a top, but you can really play around with this and find all different ways to mix them up. After you have your 10 core pieces and have tried all the ways you can mix and match them, it's time to gather your basics. Underwear, bras, pajamas, gym clothes, and socks are all extras that you need to pare down and have only what you love most and is manageable to you. Once you have figured out those basics, the last part is to determine dress clothes and accessories. So for me, one practical bag is what I find is best for me with the kids, as well as one practical purse for when I go out on a date. One belt works, 3 to 5 pairs of practical shoes, and a few favorite hair accessories. As for dress clothes, they are extras that should be stored away from your 10 core items, but are still available for special occasions, such as church, weddings, etc. The ultimate goal here with the 10-item wardrobe is to keep things so simple that you eliminate the decision-making at the end of the day, that you don't have to sit there and worry about what you're putting on, that you just have it already figured out and your day easily moves into just grabbing what you need to wear, putting it on, and moving on. It also really inspired me to enjoy what I already have, to really treasure those items, like these few hair accessories that I love, like my nice leather bag that now I grab every day and that means more to me than when I had 10 of them and had to pick through them. They all just kind of became insignificant in the long run. But now I really value this bag that helps me each and every day, that's really there for me in a sense, as crazy as that sounds. These are the basics, though, of the 10-item wardrobe, and I hope you feel more knowledgeable after this to go into your closet to make a difference. I truly believe that this has the power to free your mind and life and to give you the confidence you desire. When I started this, I found I felt better in my clothes, and not having to make so many decisions and search through tons of clothes left me feeling more energized and excited to tackle my day. Cleaning up is also a breeze when there's less to manage. Be sure to let me know if this works out for you. Thanks for listening today, guys. Be sure to go over and see the visual part of this podcast. You can go over to Savoring the Simple on YouTube. It'll be linked right in the description below, and you can watch exactly how I do this so that it can help you even further to be able to do this in your own life. It is incredible. It was one of the most important things I've ever done in my life. I wish I didn't wait till 30 years old to do it, but here I am, hopefully inspiring you to try, no matter your age, try it now and let me know if it helps you too. And be sure to share this podcast and that video with someone who could use this help. I know that so many of us could, and I think it would be awesome to share this and inspire others to be free and more confident in what they wear and how they feel each and every day. New episodes come out every Wednesday at 5 a.m., and I can't wait to see you next Wednesday.